Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
If I were to tell you what we do in pandemic dating pre-pandemic, meaning like if I said to you I went on a first date, we FaceTimed for 2.5 hours,
yeah,
and we played chess, you guys would be like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Are you good?
But yeah. Now, during the pandemic, it's like, well, we're all in lockdown. Mm. That actually sounds pretty fun. And Rob, that's exactly what you did with someone named Katie. Can you explain to us why this was such a great date and why it, unfortunately, you think, ends in a ghosting?
Hey, guys. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'll just let you guys know. You know, I'm not really a virtual date person, but, you know, Katie and I were talking on Bumble, and, you know, she says, hey, I'm a chapter's master. So I say, okay, you know, I mean, I don't really believe you. You know, I don't know if you're a certified master or not.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, it went like this. I mean, she explained that she's gotten really, really good at playing checkers online and, you know, that the average person can't beat her, right? So I said, oh, okay, it's a date then.
Razor, good, so, good.
I mean, yeah, the average person playing checkers is probably in the third grade. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
True.
So we have, we have a date 2 Fridays ago where we went online into this checkers site and they played people online and we played for like a couple of hours and
yeah.
We were on FaceTime too while we played, which was really cool. And you know, we have to play no less than 20 times. And
yeah.
Believe it or not, guys, she won every single time.
Wow.
Oh. Master.
It's an odd thing to be good at, but when people are good at checkers, they're very good at checkers.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Really cute, though.
Oh, yeah. It was great. And, I mean, besides all the checker stuff, I mean, we really had a blast. I mean, she was a complete riot while we were playing, making jokes, trash talking, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, she was talking to me, and I was making her laugh, too. You know, but I'll be honest with you guys, I'm a little hesitant because I don't know what I did to sort of, like, mess this up. Because after the date, you know, she didn't answer any of the text messages, and I texted her kind of telling her how much fun I had and, you know, that if she could beat me again next weekend, you know,
yeah.
I'd be happy to play, and I never got a reply. So I'm wondering if you guys could kind of help me out and just find out what went wrong or what I did.
Do you think it could do with that you lost 20 games of checkers?
She needs more of a challenge.
I don't know if Rob's got what I need.
I'm telling you guys, I really tried. I really tried.
Right.
But they had banter, which is so key. And I love that, so I
want
to find
you
out.
You want good banter. Rob, we're going to call her next, and we're going to find out with you listening on the phone what happened. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Guys, I think we need to call this Rob's Gambit.
Do we have to call it
Rob's Gambit?
I think we do.
Rob decided to do a date that involved checkers with somebody named Katie, who said she was really good at it. Turns out, Rob, you went 0-for-20, so she was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah, she beat me pretty good, guys.
The thing is, we're going to call Katie in just a second here, find out why she ghosted you, because from what you've told us, the date went really well, besides the losing at checkers thing. Which I think TJ accurately pointed out is the only reason we can deduce that she might not want to date
you. You lose anything 20 times in a row.
20 times? Like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But that can't be the reason you ghost someone, can it? So we're going to give her a call. Rob, I just want to quickly check with you before we get into this. Are you sure that you want to make this call? Only because sometimes the answers can be brutal and like you just met this person. Like, do you really want to know?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely do want to know. I mean, look, you know, I'm a man. I can handle it if she doesn't want to, you know. Continue talking to me, that's fine too, but I just need to know why, you know, like I don't appreciate ghosting and all that.
No. That's fair.
It's bold. This could be your 21st
man.
L.
Let's make the call.
Hello.
Hi there, looking for Katie?
Yeah, this is she.
Katie, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, we were wondering how it was going, and maybe you could tell us a little information about somebody named Rob. Apparently, you guys had like a little FaceTime date, but then you ghosted him.
Oh, goodness. Rob. Yeah. He was a really nice guy, but you're right. After our date, I didn't text him. Mm-hmm.
But he texted you.
Yeah.
And you left him on red.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I mean, you know, we had this really great, you know, date on FaceTime, and it was really long. But he kept doing this thing where he would sing random sentences, and he's not a good singer. I think it was probably, you know, he was just nervous.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
what?
Okay, so he would be like asking me where I work, but instead of just being like, hey, where do you work? He would like be like, do you work downtown? And I'm like, and it was so bad. He was out of key the entire time, and it was just weird. It was like, why is he doing this?
Would it have helped if he was
It wasn't like, you know, like.
Was it at any point charming?
It was. At first, I was like, oh, this is funny. And then he just kept doing it. And then I was like, oh, this is sad.
I went on a couple dates years ago with a girl who kept singing out of the blue. Like,
what?
While we're, like, hanging out. Yeah. And it was, because
like
that's,
how?
Like, she would just be like, and, like, singing songs that I didn't really know. And, like, at first, you're like, okay, I can deal with this. But then it becomes about, like, I don't know what to say to you right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel you, girl. Like, it's.
Yeah, you're like, am I supposed to sing my response back?
Yeah, what do you
yeah,
want
you are.
From
no, that's
me?
That's the law.
Yeah.
So this is just someone being socially awkward.
Though. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
here, okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to say,
yeah.
Katie. Stop it. Katie. What we want to know
now
is
sing it to her.
If you would be interested in dating Rob again. Meaning that, like, we would, like, if you guys, like, ordered wine or ordered food
we
or whatever, we'll
pay for the date.
So, like, would you be interested in that and restarting that and ending the ghosting?
I mean, I would totally take that deal because, you know, and do a second date because he was a great dude.
Yeah.
But if he sings again, I'm calling you guys.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, fair, fair,
fair.
Hey,
fair.
Rob, what do you think of that?
Hey, Katie.
Sing it.
Hey, Rob, if you don't sing every line for the rest of this call, you're out. I'm kidding. I'm
Rob
kidding.
Is accompanied by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
So, Katie, Rob's been listening this entire time.
That's cool. So cool.
Hey, Katie.
Hello, everyone.
Rob, have you got anything to say?
Yeah, you know, I swear, Katie, no more singing. It's a thing I do. When I'm honestly, it's the thing I do when I'm really nervous, and I get it. I'm not musical, and it won't happen again.
He didn't sing that. I was waiting for it to, because this is awkward.
Is sweet. It's just a nervous tick coming.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, Katie, are you down? You good?
Yeah.
We're doing
yeah.
a second day?
Hey! And all he had to do is change his personality.
TJ! Hey, guys, we wish you the absolute best.
Thank you.
All right, good luck, guys.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Was I wrong?
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, you were.
It was a nervous tick. I think to say that that's his personality. I didn't find it extremely funny, though.
Well, then that's the important part.
So, so what are the text messages? Because instantly you hear, this is what I love about this. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get one set of text messages right after we play Ghosted for the first time. And then we get another set of messages on our Instagram that where people go back and, okay, I've had a couple times to watch this, which, by the way, you can do at Virgin Radio Toronto, and you get a whole different set of answers. And then tomorrow, when we rerun it at 7 o'clock in the morning, you get a whole different set of
More
answers
opinions.
There.
Yeah.
So what are the instant emotional reactions.
From the 905, Katie sucks. I sing almost everything I say, and my boyfriend has even caught on and does it too. He'll find someone who actually appreciates his quirks.
Okay, well,
that's aggressive. You said you wanted emotional.
Yeah,
emotional.
That was emotional. What else we got?
From the 289, he took that like a champ. Thanks for the laugh. Okay. LOL.
All right.
Better?
All
right. I don't mind. Does the singing thing bother you guys?
It wouldn't kill me, no. It wouldn't be like a make or break. Yeah. No.
Okay. I'm weird. I can't get too picky.
Everybody's got their tics.
Yeah.
I'm a big nose breather, though. And that's bothered people in the past.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd love you just the way you are.
Oh, thank you, Jax. I appreciate that.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.